I'm Bobby Connor for South Carolina Public Radio with Health Focus here at the remote studio for the Medical University of South Carolina in Charleston. The American Academy of Pediatrics recommends yoga as a safe and potentially effective therapy for children coping with emotional, mental, physical, and behavioral health conditions. To talk about yoga for children and teens is Dr. Christine Sangiovanni. She's an assistant professor of pediatrics and a pediatrician at MUSC Children's Health. Dr. Sangiovanni, first tell us about yoga.
Yoga basically connects physical postures or movement exercises with certain breathing techniques and focused meditation practices that really encourages concentration in the present moment.
And what are some of the possible health and wellness benefits for children or teens who engage in yoga?
It has been shown that it can help children and adolescents improve their self-confidence and their mood. It can decrease stress and anxiety, and it can help in self-regulating skills or to help reframe a painful or difficult experience to build resiliency.
And are there additional benefits for some children, perhaps with autism or ADHD or any other specific issues?
Yes. Specifically, one study found daily yoga with children with autism helped them remain calm and lowered levels of aggression and social withdrawal and anxiety. And other studies also suggest that yoga can help with ADHD as it improves concentration, it can decrease hyperactivity, and improves classroom behaviors and emotional balance.
And what about children or teens practicing yoga during the pandemic? Any other value or benefits that you see?
Yeah, this has been a crazy time for all of us. It's had a huge impact on our children and their mental health. We know yoga can help with mood. It can help manage stress and build resiliency. And these are all qualities that we all are in need of during these uncertain times. And I think it could be really beneficial for our children and adolescents.
And when we talk about these potential benefits from yoga, how frequently do children and teens need to be practicing yoga?
Studies have shown positive outcomes with children practicing yoga anywhere from 1 to 7 days a week. It seems it's important to do regularly so that they can practice and get better and better at it.
Is this the kind of practice that kids might immediately get some benefit from?
We've all been home more. We've all been snacking more. We might not have been as physically active as normal. So I would say any exercise will help kids get away from screens. So that would be helpful. But the first thing I think is doing it together to show them how it can be beneficial. And then hopefully they'll start to do it more on their own.
And then how can you really learn these poses and the breathing exercises? How can someone get started with this at home?
There are some great resources online. One is called empoweredminds.org, and they actually have on their website, it's called Yoga Snacks, where they have little videos for teachers to use with kids, and certainly parents could do this, but there are many resources online for you to find some free help with the yoga poses and how to do them.
Dr. Sangiovanni, thanks for this information about yoga for children and teens.
You're welcome.
From the remote studio for the Medical University of South Carolina in Charleston, I'm Bobby Connor for South Carolina Public Radio.